This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for $35 billion more dollars, including $15 billion in the next 3 months, for the World Health Organization's program to back vaccines, treatments, and diagnostics against COVID-19. Guterres told an online event on Thursday that the $3 billion contributed so far is seed funding, but was less than 10% of what the WHO wants for the program, formally called the Access to COVID-19 Tools, or ACT, Accelerator.
But we now need $35 billion more to go from startup to scale up and impact.
Financial support has so far lagged behind goals as nations or governments, including the European Union, Britain, Japan, and the United States, reach bilateral deals for vaccines. That prompted Guterres and WHO General Director Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus to plead with nations to contribute to the ACT Accelerator. The United States has imposed sanctions on 4 Russia-linked people for trying to influence the U.S. election. The Treasury Department made the announcement Thursday, accusing Moscow of using a wide range of methods and actors to target presidential candidates. One of the 4 blacklisted is a member of the Ukrainian parliament, Andrei Derkach. He's accused of using manipulation and deceit in an attempt to influence elections in the United States and around the world. Earlier Thursday, the Reuters news agency reported that Microsoft Corporation alerted one of Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden's main election campaign advisory firms about a suspected hacking. Microsoft told the D.C.-based firm that it had been targeted by suspected Russian state-backed hackers.